Well, the first question, Davey, what was it like to be back training for yourself and your backroom team and the lads this week?
You've been locked up for so long. I hadn't been in Wexford myself since November, so it was great to get back. And what a lovely few days we've had as well, weather-wise.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It's a different situation this time. I know the lads were doing their own personal training. Does that work, Davey? Does their own personal stuff work when they're in lockdown and they don't meet collectively?
There's pluses and minuses. The plus is they're in good shape, right? They've really worked hard on that. The minus is the hurling is way off, and that's because of the contact. Normally, when we train collectively, the contact is pretty unreal and the tackling. And they've done hurling, but it's a lot different to just go out again in a ball wall or have a few pucks than when you have contact. So definitely our contact is a good bit off, like we're a good bit behind where we need to be, but fitness wise okay, but the hurling smartness and contact will come over the next few weeks.
Your own personal movements during the lockdown, I suppose you did a lot of television and you won the fittest family at last with the Mahoney family, fair play. How have you handled it personally?
Yeah, the fittest family and the toughest teams was on last August and September, so I found it difficult, the same as everybody else. Like, I didn't stir from Clare probably from November onwards, and listen, it's tough. It's been tough times. There's no point saying it's been easy for people, but hopefully we're getting out the other side of it, Liam. I think that's the main thing I kept in my head, is that we're going to get to the end of this and we'll get back out there, you know?
The league format now, we've 3 away games, 2 at home. There's no league final. How do you view that? Do you see this as a real preparation for the championship, or how are you viewing the league? Is it an opportunity to introduce new blood and give some other fellas a chance, maybe?
I want to have a look at players anyhow, for definite. We got a load of injuries today, believe it or not. We've played a 15 and 15. And poor young Conor Mahoney dislocated his collarbone and fractured the thing as well. So he's going to be out for a while, you know. So we'll have injuries, but my intention is to give people a chance and that, you know.
I suppose Paddy decided to take a year out. It is a bit of a blow, but I suppose that you could turn it around and say it hands an opportunity to somebody else.
Yeah, listen, we'd love Paddy to be with us, but he's decided it himself. He decided it a number of weeks ago, and I'd asked him to give it a few more weeks, and he did, but it's just that feeling he couldn't get it back, you know, so it is what it is, Liam, you know.
We spoke about the training. Is there a danger that players, you might get more injuries because of this sudden rush back to training collectively?
Yeah, there is a chance because you're trying to get in so much work. We're playing league in 2 weeks' time, but listen, we'll get it and we'll do what we have to do, you know, and we'll get over.
In terms of preparation now, it doesn't give you much of a preparation before the first game, which is in a fortnight from today against Laois, and then you have a couple of tough games away, but it is an opportunity to prepare for the championship, and it's a little different this year. You know, you were running in last year with 2 quick games after the players, I suppose, had flogged themselves with the club for the summer.
I think Laois should be chomping at the bit under Cheddar, and I think they ran clear to a point last year in the championship, so they won't fear Wexford. Will we have a full strength team out? I doubt it. We'll have fellas out there fighting for to get places and that. So the league will be interesting. We'll be trying to win every game, but we'll be certainly trying out players as well. That's for sure.
I know you've had time to dwell in last year, and it's gone really now, isn't it? There's a whole new preparation now for this year. It's a different lead in, but I'm sure we'll still see the same style of hurling from Wexford. You'll still expect a work rate and the way that the lads have been playing.
I think it hasn't served us too bad over the last period, to tell you the truth. There'll be a lot the same. To me, it all depends on how hard and how much energy you have. You have to work really hard and you have to have a lot of energy. That'll be the main ingredient. The style might change a small little bit, not much. It all comes down to having the energy. We didn't have any energy when we played last year. I hope that we'll get a bit more back. I think it'll just take us a small bit of time to find our feet. Hopefully we can scrape over the line in a few results, so we can, and hopefully we get stronger then as the year goes on. But you certainly won't be taking anyone for granted. As I said, I think Laois have improved dramatically, and we'll have good games against Clare and Kilkenny ahead of us. So it's the next few weeks is going to be something to look forward to, and let's see if we can unearth even a few more players than that.
I suppose, leave aside Paddy, there must be a fierce appetite amongst the players after being kind of locked down as well themselves.
Listen, the spirit is great inside her. That's what I love about it. They're so happy in each other's company. They're really good guys. They get on well with each other. And it's a good place to be, I'll tell you, during the week. It's to be working with them boys in that environment. It's like, it's worth the drive down for Clare, and it's good to be in that environment. So I'm just looking forward to the weeks ahead, you know. And let's not panic. The league will be the league, and we'll do our best, and hopefully we'll be ready to have a good championship.
Do you agree with the way it's been run, Davey? Is it a better system that it's you're nearly hurling week after week, aren't you?
I don't know if I'd agree with it. I'd like it, like if it was an ordinary year, I'd like it started a bit earlier. Maybe just one more break. I wouldn't mind two games break, last game and a quarter final or something like that, you know? It is what it is, Liam, and we just got to deal with it and see how we get on.
I suppose the downside from Wexford point of view, particularly Wexford, is the noisy support is not there, and it doesn't look like it is going to be there.
I absolutely love Wexford Park. Like, the one thing Wexford Park, we don't have negative supporters, which is great. We have great supporters, and they never get down the team. Wexford Park is a great place to be. You've no idea the difference that makes, even when you're not going well, you know? It's great when we get the crowd there. Listen, you'd never know. Please God, maybe coming into the championship or something, we might manage a bit of support, hopefully. We'd like to think something, and you know what, Liam, if the vaccine can kick in, you'd never know, we might get back some bit of normality, because we sorely miss the supporters as well, so we do.
Absolutely, the buzz. Is there any of the players caught your eye, any of the younger players that you brought in caught your eye? I know Glenn Malone is in, he was impressive in the club championship, it's a big step up to inter-county, I think people forget that, don't they?
Listen, it's not going to just happen straight away for these guys, but let's give them a bit of time and let's see what happens. I'm excited to see what they can do. And there's been a fellas there that have been there for maybe 2 or 3 years that they'll be thinking they deserve a chance. So let's see what happens in the league and see what the story is.
Yeah, well, it's great to catch up with you. And you're getting prepared for your long journeys now from Clare. But I'm sure you've become used to it by now.
Listen, I'm grand. I'm after spending a few months at home. There's no fear of me. I'll be grand. I'm looking forward. I love spending a bit of time in Wexford. So especially with the people the way they are down there. So looking forward to the next few months, Liam. All I'll say to everyone is we'll absolutely try our best.
Well, that's all you can expect of anybody. Listen, appreciate you taking the call. Safe driving.
Take care.